Stakeholders have been deliberating on ways to strengthen the draft affirmative action as the Attorney General's Department has released a document for amendment and resubmission to Cabinet. At a forum in Accra, the Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Oyelitha, said the government cannot be blamed for the delay of the bill because successive governments since 1998 did not do enough to bring it into fruition. She added that her ministry will ensure that the NDC's manifesto, which promised 40% representation of women in decision-making positions, becomes a reality. Irabna Paha reports.
The purpose of the Affirmative Action Bill is to promote the full and active participation of women in public life by providing for more equitable systems of representation in the electoral policies and governance. This is in accordance with Ghana's constitutional obligation. At a dialogue session in Accra, the Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Oyelitha, said the bill, when passed, will carefully identify and redress areas of political, cultural, economic and educational imbalance and ensure gender equality in Ghana.
Any process to increase female participation in governance and create an all-inclusive governance structure where women, where persons with disabilities, where youth equitably participate, that is not a deliberate process. That is not well planned and structured, will not succeed. And that is why we need to use affirmative action to increase the numbers of women in governance. As the government machinery mandated to ensure promotion of gender equality through mainstreaming gender considerations, we as the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection believe that equal representation of men and women in taking decisions reflects a more accurate composition of our society.
Dr. Ransford Jampur of the Department of Political Science at the University of Ghana traced the history of affirmative action in Ghana.
The moral support, the praise singing, and the participation in the various mechanisms put in place by Nkrumah to ensure the exit of the colonial master, you know, women took active part in these processes. And so it was in recognition of the role that they played in the independence struggle that Nkrumah, for the first time in the political history of Ghana, enacted a policy of affirmative action called the Representation of People Bill. And